Well, I threw the teaser out earlier. Joining us in studio this morning from Historic Dixon Theater, Scott Fattese. Also from Angelo's Pizza, Michelle. Hey, good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Wow, how are we doing today?
Doing good. Moving slow, but doing good.
Why are you moving slow, Scott? What's that you've been up to? You got something coming up that starts this weekend over at the Historic Dixon Theater?
Yes, sir. Christmas Carol at the Historic Dixon Theater. Joint venture between Dixon Stage Left and the Dixon Historic Theater. So we're in our rehearse every night, dress rehearsals, getting ready for this Friday when we open up.
Wow. So we've got this weekend and the following weekend, both.
Yeah, two weekends, Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and tickets have been rolling out the door?
Yes, sir. They've, especially once right after Thanksgiving, tickets have been picking up, and we're looking forward to having some really good crowds.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. And Michelle, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Last time we talked, we were discussing your partnership with the CGH Health Foundation, the Pink Pizza, through the month of October. How did that end up?
It went really well. This year, we were able to donate $19,067. Hmm. So our five-year total to CGH Health Foundation was just under
$91,000. Wow. Wonderful.
So we were very excited this year.
And Angelo's, too. If we get a little bit of help over there, I'd be able to go over there. But it's all redone, refurbished.
We're ready to open those doors, just waiting on people to apply so we can get them trained and open those doors up.
And have people been applying?
We've had a few here and there. Yeah. Not what we were expecting, but we're hoping to see that improve in the next couple of weeks so we can open those doors.
Now, do you have an online application or people can call, or what do they have to do?
They can stop at any one of our three locations that are open, as well as our office, get an application, drop it off. They can leave it at the store. They can bring it to us. Also, we're planning on doing, and we'll announce this on our Facebook page, we'll probably do like our mini job fair at Angelo's too, so people can come in and just apply there and interview and make it an easy event.
Wow. Now, a lot of people. Oh, by the way, congratulations. I did a quick review. Of course, I've been looking at it for quite a while. Best of Sauk Valley 2021, Angelo's Pizza, along with the Historic Dixon Theater, fall into their prospective categories. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's we're excited to have gotten the gold on that. It's something we strive for and hopefully to maintain every year.
There we go. Not a problem. Same for Angelo.
Yes, we are very happy that we were voted the gold also. We try our best, customer service and quality product.
It is quality product. I've sampled quite a few, as you know. people might be wondering, Historic Dixon Theater, Angelo's Pizza and a show. What sort of combination could those two possibly have? And sounds like, we've kind of come up with a plan. Scott, you got something you want to actually give away.
Yes, sir. We want to get the community into that holiday spirit. And what a better way than a live show of A Christmas Carol that's produced here locally with local actors and directors. And we're blessed to have Angelo's come on board. So we're doing this wonderful gift. This Friday is opening night at 7:30, and I've set aside four box seats to A Christmas Carol's opening night. And
Angelo's would like to also chip in, so you can start your night at Angelo's with a $100 gift card.
Wow.
So, we've got two great things, and what's better than dinner and a live show in your community to kick off the holiday season?
So this will be for this Friday, the 3rd.
Yes.
And what's showtimes?
7:30 show. Seating will start at 7 o'clock.
And $4? Wow. And now, is this like where in the theater would that be?
It's right at the front of our balcony.
Oh.
With a beautiful full view. It's one of the best seats in the house.
Christmas Carol. I was just trying to think. Let me think about Christmas Carol. Of course, you got all the characters involved.
Yep.
You got Tiny Tim and various visits as well. Now, okay, so we've got these four box seats to see A Christmas Carol on this Friday the 3rd, along with have some pizza, and it could be quite a few pizzas, I think, with $100. Now, what do we want to do here? We want to give these away?
Well, I mean, the ghosts visit Scrooge to give their knowledge to him and expand his thoughts on what Christmas is about. Uh-huh. So, yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we give away something like the ghosts give away their knowledge?
Okay. So, if we come up with a question, the first person that calls after the question with the answer, the correct answer to 815-625-1240 would get the four box seats and the pizza certificate from Angelo's to go see Christmas Carol at the historic Dixon Theater. That's right. So 815-625-1240 is the number to call. If you know the answer, what's the question?
So how many ghosts visit Scrooge and disrupt his sleep that night?
How many ghosts visit Scrooge and disrupt his sleep that night? And this is for the first caller with the right answer, 815-625-1240. That you can get you the four box seats at the historic Dixon Theater this Friday, plus a whole bunch of pizza. How many ghosts visit Scrooge and disrupt his sleep? 815-625-1240 is the number to call if you have the answer. First one with the right answer, that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be going to the historic Dixon Theater this Friday and viewing, getting into the Christmas spirit with A Christmas Carol. While I watch the phone here, 815-625-1240. Scott, how long, when did you decide that Christmas Carol was going to be the play, and how long have you been working on it?
So our artistic director, Sean Ports, he actually picked it almost a year ago. We try to pick our shows a year or so out so we can do all the pre-planning. Different design aspects and production aspects. So the cast, we have a wonderful cast of 24 people. We've been in rehearsals now for about a month and a half.
Oh.
We started building scenic and artistic elements for the show almost 3 months ago, and have been doing so almost daily since then. So a lot of time, a lot of effort by a lot of very, very talented people going into all aspects of the show.
Is there any orchestra or music involved?
There's very little music underscoring, as it's not a musical.
Right.
But we do use some music and some other elements to enhance the production and move the story along.
Once again, this Friday, Historic Dixon Theater is bringing you A Christmas Carol. And if you want to get four box seat tickets for this Friday, along with some great pizza from Angelo's, 815-625-1240. The question you have to answer, first caller: how many ghosts visit Scrooge and disrupt his sleep that night? You know the answer. Give me a call, 815-625-1240. Michelle, coming out of, well, we all know what we did for 2020 in Canada now. Your business didn't really slow down that much. People just thought, hey, let's get Angelo's.
We really had the community behind us. They were great, because when we were shut down for dine-in, our delivery picked up and our carry-out. So that was great. We've seen a very steady customer base, just like we always have. In fact, it increased a little bit when all the dine-in was shut down for our delivery location. So at least the employees that were at Angelo's too before the remodel, we've shifted quite a few of them to other stores, but I know they're all anxious to get back to Angelo's too.
And how long have you been with Angelo's now?
How long have I been with Angelo's?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been with Angelo's a very long time. I've been with Angelo's about 28 years.
Wow. Like, that's now, then you must like your work.
Yes, I do. I like the people that I work with. I like the customers. We deal with them every once in a while in our office, and the employees at all those locations. I've known quite a few of them for a long time.
Now, you're at the office. That's not, there's no pizza made at the office.
There's no pizza made at the office.
So you don't have to go home smelling like a pizza or like a, some bakery. See, you smell like a bakery. You don't smell like pizza.
Not normally. We are in and out of the stores sometimes, but we don't help them make any of the food.
That's not your contribution to the cause.
No, they all do a good job.
Once again, we're in studio. Scott Patese from the Historic Dixon Theater, along with Michelle from Angelo's Pizza. Christmas Carol coming up this Friday. That'll be the first showing, 7:30 over at the Historic Dixon Theater. Of course, you are kind of familiar with the cast of characters. At least you should be. And Scott is wonderful enough to offer 4 box seat tickets to Friday's showing of A Christmas Carol. And Michelle from Angelo's is a certificate for some great pizza from Angelo's as well. The question is, if you want to go, hey, maybe I'll go. How about that? 815-625-1240. How many ghosts visited Scrooge in A Christmas Carol and disrupted his sleep? That is the question. You be the first one to call with the right answer. How many ghosts disrupted Scrooge's sleep in A Christmas Carol? 815-625-1240. And to get the 4 box seats to the Historic Dixon Theater for opening night this Friday, along with some great pizza. And I do see the phone ringing here. Look at that. And I'm going to bring up the phone. Good morning, WSDR.
How about three?
Three?
Three ghosts.
What do you think, Scott?
Not the correct answer.
Not three.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, three is not the answer, in case you were listening. 815-625-1240 is the number to call. Historic Dixon Theater, bringing you A Christmas Carol, opening night this Friday. And Scott Patese is here, and he is offering a 4 box seat tickets to this Friday showing. Michelle is in from Angelo's with a great certificate for some pizza. Question is, how many ghosts visit Scrooge in A Christmas Carol and disrupt his sleep? 815-625-1240 is the number to call. Well, Scott, to put together the Christmas Carol, when did you put, was there a local casting call? How did that work?
Yeah, so with all of the shows that we do, both at Dixon Stage Left and at the Historic Dixon Theater, we use our Facebook page as well as local media, and we put out audition notices. And we pull from all the surrounding, from Dixon, Sterling, Rock Falls, DeKalb. We have some performers that'll drive as far away from as DeKalb to come in and perform for in our shows. So we try to get the word out there as best we can, and is in this local area. So we're, you know, when you come, it's a probability or a likelihood that you may actually see, you know, someone you work with, someone you live next to on the stage. So
wow. If you recognize them with their makeup or costume.
Well, for the most part, I think everybody will be recognizable other than me. But, you know, being new to the area, I don't know how many people might recognize me anyway. So
815-625-1240 is the number to call if you know the answer to the question. Opening night at the Historic Dixon Theater for A Christmas Carol this Friday. Scott has 4 box seat tickets. Michelle has some great Angelo's pizza to give away as well. Single call, all you got to do is answer this question. How many ghosts visit? Now we got somebody on the line here. I'm not going to ask the questions. I'm going to go right to the phones. Good morning, WSDR.
Oh, good morning. Hey, there's 4 ghosts.
Hey, there's 4 ghosts.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Cool.
Let me grab a pen here. Hey, fantastic. I think I see your phone number. Mark?
Yes.
What's your last name, Mark?
Heckman.
Heckman. And where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from home, Dixon.
Calling from Dixon, Mark Heckman from Dixman. And Scott will explain all you have to do for this Friday night opening of Christmas Carol. Go ahead, Scott.
Congratulations, Mark. And for everyone listening, everybody always thinks there's 3 ghosts. Ghost of past, ghost of future, and goes to present. Everybody always forgets that Jacob Marley's a ghost as well, and he's the one who sets everything in motion. So, yes, you are absolutely
right.
There are those four ghosts. Mark, this is going to be very easy for you. This Friday, 7:30, if you get to the theater around 7 o'clock, we will have your four-box tickets waiting at our will call table. They'll have your name on it. All you have to do is come in, give them your name, and they will hand you your four tickets to the opening night. And then, Michelle?
At Angelo's in Dixon, we will have a gift card waiting for you with your name as well. You can just walk into the bar area and let the bartender know that you're there to pick up your Angelo's gift card.
And I want to say, I am so thrilled to be sitting here with Angelo's. I love
That's food. Amazing.
probably more than I love being on stage, but I am so proud to sit here with another local business and partner up with them and give back to our community and giveaways like this. It's exciting for me to be sitting here with Michelle from Angelo's and to be able to do this for you. And again, congratulations, Mark.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a great way to start the Christmas season.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, sir. Hey, thank you so much for playing along today, Mark, and enjoy Friday and some pizza.
I'll do that. Thank you very much again.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Wow. Couple of runs there. Mark had the right answer. We got her in. Mark Heckman of Dixon picking up four box seats to opening night. Now, is opening night sold out, Scott?
No, we are not. We have tickets available for every night. You could either visit DixonTheater.com, click on the events tab, and you can scroll through the six different performances of Christmas Carol or scroll all the way through the rest of our season. We've got a lot of great shows coming up. You can also call our box office on Mondays and Wednesdays, or you can leave a message on any of the other days, and Jan, our box office manager, will return your call, and we'll get you set up for tickets. We will also have the box office open at the Dixon Theater day of show, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, about 3 hours prior to each show. Jan will be in our box office at the theater, so you can always swing in and buy them there or buy them right before the show at the door. We'll have tickets available.
So opening night,
December 3rd.
Then we got a couple more shows also.
Yep, and then the following weekend, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Friday and Saturday shows are both at 7:30. And our Sunday show, we have a great matinee at 2 o'clock.
And I know we still got a lingering COVID effects. Anything involved there?
Yeah, we're following the governor's guidelines so we can keep our doors open. So basically we require a mask. I know some other performing arts centers are requiring vaccine or negative tests. We do not. We are doing what the governor asks, which is we request everyone wear a mask. That's not just for our patron safety, but our performer safety. We've got six shows to perform. It's important for us to stay healthy so we can be on stage every night and bring a great show to the community.
Oh, can't wait for that. And hey, people need to help out so we can get Angelo's 2 open again. It's out there right on the main drag. What do they do, Michelle?
Well, they just need to fill out an application. You can pick one up at any one of the three locations that are open. You can stop by our office, which is located at 2405 West 4th Street in Sterling. We're in the just past Wagon Wheel and right before Frary Lumber. So just stop by any time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday or Friday at our office, or any day of the week at one of the Angelo's locations.
And how many more staff do you need, and what kind of positions are we looking at?
We're looking for everything. We're looking for servers, bartenders, hostess, hosts, and also in the kitchen. Pizza cooks, pasta, dishwashers. So we're looking to fill every single position.
There we go.
Yeah, let's get out there, and we need another place to start eating back at.
We're ready to show everybody the remodel.
Yes!
Ready to open those doors so people can see what we've done.
Well, since it's a remodel, is there going to be another ribbon cutting or anything like that? Or any sort of special, you know, bottle of champagne over the...
Probably not the bottle of champagne. Okay. We don't want to, you know, ruin anything. But no, we just want to get people in the door and so they can see, you know, how we've updated it a little bit, why everybody was gone.
Yeah, we need to see that parking lot full again, so get over there and get to work.
That would be great.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for stopping in today. You as well, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations again to Mark Heckman of Dixman, and he knew the answer to the question today. And he's going to opening night, Historic Dixon Theater, for A Christmas Carol.